we don't like working and somebody else not working. And I don't want to pay for that person who's not working. Or I'm healthy. Why should I pay for somebody who's unhealthy?
Well, that's an individualist view of the world. But on the other hand, the guy who isn't working, if he had a job, might be your customer, if you want to turn it into economic terms. Maybe. The word customer is a very interesting word. It comes into all the language now. And I was on a train the other day, and the ticket collector said, customers who boarded the train look after their tickets. And I said, I'm not a customer, I'm a passenger. Oh, no, he said. He looked in a book, you're a customer. So I said, well, if I go to help for my operation, to a hospital for operation, am I a patient or a customer? Well, the book didn't advise him on that. But the thing about a customer is, if you haven't any money, you can't be a customer. So the word customer dehumanizes the poor. The people who need homes most are the homeless people in the streets, but they're not customers because they can't afford a house. So economic language classifies us according to our money and not our need. And I just think that leads to unhappiness, revolutions, conflict, struggle. Why? Why don't we just recognize, as we do in our own family, we wouldn't allow a child to starve because they were inadequate. You'd look after them. You wouldn't allow a parent to starve. You'd look after them. And I think this is where the
Because that's your family, though. But that why was anybody else's family my responsibility?
Yeah, but then the question is, are we not all one family? And anyway, what Jesus said, I mean, this is why I do think Jesus is, can be properly interpreted as one of the major founders of the socialist idea, that we are all one family. And indeed, we are, too, because, you know, if your neighbour's got some serious disease, you pick it up. If your neighbour's house catches fire, your house catches fire. So I think these ideas are very simple to explain.
Do you think it's safe to say that perhaps Jesus was the first socialist?
Well, that point has often been made, and somebody said that does not mean he was a Labour MP for Galilee North, and I agree with that. But you see, my mother was a Bible scholar, and every day we read the Bible, and she taught me something that's made a huge influence on my life. She said, the Bible is the story of the kings who had power and the prophets who preached righteousness. And she taught me to support the prophets and not the kings. It's got me into a lot of trouble in my life, but it makes an awful lot of sense today. Because Jesus did. He preached justice. And I think justice, which is a moral question, is much more important than profitability or strength or weakness. And, of course, the most powerful religion in the world today, as you know, is not Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. It's the people who worship money.